Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Good morning, Black Twitter. I'm Jeannie Lauren, and you're watching the Disney Channel. Just playing. Today, I'm going to tweet for people who are going to diet right up until Thanksgiving and then go ham. Ham? Yes. Turkey? Of course. Stuffing? Greens? Yams?
You name it!
When it's all over, you can call the Oompa Loompas and roll my ass on home. Just make sure to wrap me up because it's cold outside. Now, this is your regular reminder that if you haven't signed up for the Good Morning Black Twitter newsletter, you can get on that by going to goodmorningblacktwitter.com. And whether you're watching or listening to the show, as in this episode, right now, subscribe and rate it. I'd appreciate it. So, a blogger and a journalist walk into a bar. There seems to be some static between prominent tweeters at Lovey and at Sean King all over the social media universe. But here's my question. Is it really beef if it's one-sided? Let me backtrack a little bit. Sean King writes for the New York Daily News and wrote a piece calling out people on social media for equating Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump during the campaign. Gonna be honest, I didn't read it. But you know who did read it? Lovey. Or at least I'm guessing she read it, because she proceeded to call out Sean for doing the same thing that he tried to call out other people for doing. Actually, Sean tweeted, and I quote, "For me, Bernie and Hillary aren't two sides of the same coin. They're very different. I see Trump and Hillary as two sides of the same coin." So unless I missed something, Lovey has a point. But as of 4:30 this morning, Sean hasn't responded. He didn't respond on his verified Twitter page or his verified Facebook page. If it's on Instagram or something, you let me know. Is it beef? You decide. But if it is beef, it's definitely not sirloin. More like bologna or something. You know what's beef? This latest episode of As the Timeline Scrolls. Hit it. Scammers, scammers everywhere. Hide your kids, hide your wives, and hide your wallets, because they're scamming everybody out here. First up, @JayTheVillain, who caused @CallieATL11 to go so far into debt she lost her home and her phone. Houseway? Well,
Jay claimed he needed Callie to rent a car and let him use it because he just got evicted and moved from New York.
Red flag right away, girl.
He claimed the rental was only going to cost $29, but then Jay got a ticket in New York.
Well,
didn't return the car right away. I racked up $1,600 worth of fees that Callie was left to pay and left begging Jay to pay her back.
Oh, girl. Meanwhile, in all this owing Callie $1,600, Jay was still trying to holla. Like, he basically told her she wouldn't have these problems if she was his girl. No, really. He said, "See, if you was bae, you wouldn't even have these problems, girl." That's a screenshot DM courtesy of CallieATL11, by the way. I would tell you go read the tweets, because Callie had receipts like... But both Callie and Jay have deleted the evidence of anything ever happening. I guess their mentions were getting too hot, but we all know what happens on the internet stays on the internet. That's not the end of yesterday's campaign, by the way. That's right, there's more. Because @BTSquared2 caught the spirit of revelation and decided to put @StoneMarley on blast for owing her friend Jordan $19,000. US. American. Talking about the Benjamins, baby. Now, BT Squared tweeted screenshots of a text conversation between her friend Jordan and Stone Marley in which she's begging for her money back. And supposedly, she loaned him these $19,000 for some kind of business venture. But it's been months and no dice. No dime either, really, because she hasn't seen a penny back, according to her friend. But at BT Squared 2 locked her account. Womp womp. And at Stone Marley is claiming she's not telling the whole truth. And Jordan was apparently blocked by Stone Marley months ago, maybe for begging for her money back? Funny enough, Callie ATL11 was blocked by Jay the Villain too. I'm noticing a pattern here. By the way, does homegirl know she can take his ass to small claims court? I mean, for $19,000, I feel like small claims court might even tell you to take your ass to regular court. But I feel like there's gotta be something that she could do besides like tweeting him and texting him to get her money back. Then again, this has never happened to me, so what do I know? At the end of the day, it doesn't look like either of these ladies are going to get their money back, well, what's still owed. And I'm going to close by these wise words from Shakespeare. Neither a borrower nor a lender be, for a loan oft loses itself and friend. Anywho, have you allowed sketchy dudes to put you in debt? Are you blocked by someone who owes you money? Holla at me in the comments at goodmoneyblacksweater.com. Or tweet me at GMBTShow. I just really want to know how that happens. I'm made of questions. This episode is over, but the day is just beginning. Have a good morning, Black Twitter.